Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
From unstoppable monsters to once-in-a-generation game-changers. Each and every name on this list learned the hard way that even when gracing the top of the card, you're never too far away from doing the job for your fellow wrestler. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who went from main event to jobbers. Number 10, Dolph Ziggler. Never has a star flirted with the main event as often as Dolph Ziggler has without ever actually making a significant dent on the top of the card. Now, we're not knocking Ziggles as a performer. There's a reason the one-time Mr. Money in the Bank has stayed employed in Vinnie Mac's company for closing in on two decades. However, the speed that the star seems to go from WWE or World Heavyweight Championship contender to reliable jobber is rather frightening. In the last year alone, Ziggler went from challenging old pal Drew McIntyre for his WWE Championship at the Horror Show at Extreme Rules to just about squeezing onto WWE's Monday Night flagship via the disastrous Raw Underground in a matter of weeks. It was the same story after his attempts to pry the WWE title away from Kofi Kingston and Dean Ambrose in 2019 and 2016 respectively, with the show-off soon slipping back down the ranks after a brief trip to the top. Perhaps Ziggler is now doomed to be the perennial bridesmaid from here on out. Or maybe the veteran can show the world one last time before he's done. Number 9, Jinder Mahal. There once was a time when the modern-day Maharaja was set to throw down with Brock Lesnar in a Survivor Series WWE Champion vs. Universal Champion main event. Then AJ Styles came along and blew the roof off of the Manchester Arena. Up until that point, however, Jinder Mahal had managed to successfully retain the title he won from Randy Orton against the likes of The Viper and Shinsuke Nakamura during an unexpected 170-day reign atop SmackDown. But in the wake of losing the belt, Mahal's stock would drop dramatically. Sure, there was a brief moment when it looked like WWE were prepared to stick with the one-time 3MB man, as he won the United States Championship at WrestleMania 34. Yet, after losing that title a week later, Mahal was thoroughly shuffled back into the mid-card, being fed to the aforementioned Beast Incarnate and 24/7 title skits eventually followed. Though injuries wouldn't aid the star's quest to reclaim his place at the top either. Unfortunately, if his recent return on main event was anything to go by, it seems as though the star is still far away from that spot in the minds of those in charge. Number 8, Jeff Hardy. And now we come to the star that was surprisingly fed to the one-time WWE champion in Jinder Mahal's aforementioned main event reemergence. Again, we're depressingly talking about the TV show here. Plainly put, it was always a little unreasonable to expect Jeff Hardy to pick back up exactly where he left off upon returning to WWE after an 8-year absence. In 2009, the star had already put his body through absolute hell for over a decade. And it's not like he slowed down much during his time away from the biggest wrestling promotion on the planet. However, fans were still defiantly hoping that WWE would see the value in one last main event singles push for the battered charismatic enigma. But a combination of injuries and the company clearly not feeling Hardy has much to offer outside of a mid-card title run have left him in an unenviable spot as of late. That of consistent jobber to the likes of Sheamus, The Miz, Randy Orton, and even Jackson Ryker. Will Hardy ever be be given a final world title dance? Whilst under WWE contract, you'd be wise to place your money elsewhere. Number 7, The Miz. Just a few months removed from retaining his WWE Championship at WrestleMania 27 against the promotion's top dog at the time in John Cena, The Miz found himself titleless and heading down a slippery slope. The emergence of CM Punk as a new bona fide top guy, the return of the People's Champion, and the aforementioned Super Cena finding his form before long, all left the Awesome One without a chance in hell of holding on to his main event spot. Sure enough, Miz was soon nudged into a unit with R-Truth, only for that dastardly partnership to be sacrificed to The Rock and Fruity Pebble Connection at Survivor Series, as the former champ readjusted to life as a hot and cold mid-carder. For every successful reign with the Intercontinental Championship, a loss to the new flavor in town was never far away. This was never more evident than in his most recent stunning WWE Championship victory, as The Miz found himself being eaten alive by Bobby Lashley not long after, once again proving to be WWE's Mr. Reliable when it comes time to do the job for the good of the show. Number 6, Big Show. You just have to feel for Paul White. After putting in all of the blood, sweat, and tears necessary to get his body into the best shape it had ever been, what was WWE's response? Rarely giving him a chance to prove he could still go in the ring, and when they did, he found himself frequently jobbed out to just about everyone stood across from him. Gone was the giant attraction capable of holding his own against The Rock, Triple H, The Undertaker, and more. In his place was an attractive name for the likes of Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, and Braun Strowman to walk over when the moment called for it. It's no surprise that the former WWE champion opted to bet on himself and join up with Tony Khan's AEW earlier this year. As being told 5 years ago that he would never main event a Mania again, or any other pay-per-view for that matter, would likely force any talent in the shape of their life to do the same. Here's hoping White can successfully prove he still has something to physically offer going forward. Number 5, Shinsuke Nakamura. 2018 was beginning to look like the year WWE had finally got their act together when it came to the handling of NXT talent post-call-up. After both arriving on the main roster scene in 2017, Asuka and Shinsuke Nakamura found themselves being crowned Royal Rumble winners, booking themselves a date with Destiny and surely a triumphant moment on the grandest stage. Because we're not allowed to have nice things, though, the two former NXT champions were convincingly conquered at Mania 34. Yet while Asuka would eventually force her way back into the SmackDown and Raw Women's Championship scenes, the King of Strong Style suffered a more depressing fate. In the wake of being emphatically bested by AJ Styles throughout their WWE Championship program, various uninspired mid-card and tag team title runs paved the way for a new role as the villain destined to take the L, in order to make the likes of The New Day, Braun Strowman, and many more look and feel like credible threats. A brief return to form in 2020, kicking all the ass in a SmackDown Gauntlet match was fun, but his booking following this only reaffirms his current jobbing spot in the WWE landscape. Number 4, Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler sits as the reminder that even the most badass of black and gold talents can fall victim to the broken main roster system. Things started out well enough. The Queen of Spades obliterated the field at the Elimination Chamber, and therefore earned herself a Raw Women's Championship shot against Becky Lynch at Mania 36. Then the wheels fell off. Instead of having the former NXT Women's Champion walk out of the Performance Center with the belt, the man reigned supreme. This opened the door for a slide into obscurity, as Baszler couldn't even wiggle herself onto a bloated 3-hour Raw for a spell. Then, when she did finally re-emerge, the former MMA fighter was thrown into a makeshift unit with Nia Jax. Sure, the two would lift and defend Women's Tag Team Championship gold together, but whenever the duo need to suffer a loss, guess which star is usually shuffled into said losing position? Her name does not rhyme with Tyre Stax. Depressingly, Baszler has felt more like a jobber each day, eating the pin against the likes of Natalia, Naomi, and even Dana Brooke on recent throwaway episodes of Raw and SmackDown. How do you ruin Shayna bloody Baszler? I will never get over this. Number 3, Finn Balor. You're probably sensing a bit of a trend here. Thrown straight into the new Universal Championship picture within a week of him calling Monday Night Raw home, the sky appeared to be the limit for Finn Balor. That was until NXT's favorite son was struck down by a cruel injury during his SummerSlam victory over Seth Rollins. Fast forward 7 months and the Prince was back on Monday nights. However, his standing within the company had taken a massive coup de grace to the chest following his unexpected labrum tear. Balor would subsequently go from butting heads with the big boys at the top of the card to messing around with a past-its-best Bray Wyatt character. Hell, even a post-corporate Kane picked up a pretty much squash victory over the former world champion just a few months on from his return. Intercontinental Championship runs and even the odd Universal title shot still weren't enough to rescue Balor from his newfound place. In short, he still had some value as a plucky mid-card face. But the minute he sniffed the main event scene, it was all but guaranteed that the star harboring a demon within would be doing the job on the night. Number 2, The Great Khali. It's a long fall from the top, particularly if you stand over 7 feet tall. Now, The Great Khali may not have been a performer capable of throwing together a 5-star classic with whoever he was sharing the squared circle with at any given time. However, he still felt like something of a big deal, in more ways than one, upon absolutely massacring The Undertaker on his first night in 2006. Before long, Khali was rubbing shoulders with stars such as WWE Champion John Cena, even challenging him for his title on 2 separate occasions. Despite failing to win the world title during said Cena feud though, Khali would soon taste his first piece of WWE gold after winning the World Heavyweight Championship in an impromptu Blue Show Battle Royal. Yet once the Leviathan's belt was wrestled away by Batista 2 months later, Khali's run at the top would soon be taken away with it. Sickening vice grips were eventually replaced by goofy dance skits, and a Punjabi playboy was born. With his once terrifying aura being evaporated due to countless defeats at the hands of just about anyone available on either Raw or SmackDown. Number 1, Earthquake. Here we have the tale of another one-time monster who went from Hulk Hogan's frequent sparring partner to South Park-obsessed masked jobber. John Tenta, sporting his Canadian Earthquake moniker, got off to a convincing enough start in the land of the Giants, finding himself on Randy Savage's winning side at Survivor Series 89, before dropping the Canadian and conquering Hercules at WrestleMania 6. A monumental feud with the Hulkster set the world on fire soon after, as the two went back and forth in various must-see bouts. Yet this rivalry with the Immortal One would prove to be a tough act to follow for Tenta. Despite finding some success as part of the Natural Disasters, by the time he returned to the company after a few years away in 1998, the newly rebranded Golga was a far cry from the force that gave Hogan a run for his money. This now oddity, a gimmick given to Tenta after apparently losing too much weight to still be believable as Earthquake, would quickly find himself being jobbed out to degenerates and headbangers alike, before finally disappearing in early 99, which was likely for the best.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.